Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So next Tuesday, everybody on the Missouri side of the river is going to go to the polls. You better go to the polls and vote in this primary, because we have a statewide, very important issue on there called Medicaid expansion. It was put on there by initiative petition, not by the legislature, by a group of outside interests who don't have your best interest in mind. I've been trying to school you on this. This morning, we're going to bring in a heavy hitter, though. Grover Norquist joining me from the Americans for Tax Reform, where he's president. Grover, it's an honor to get you on the show. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on here. You know, I've talked to the state treasurer about this. I've talked to my friend Tim Jones about this. You know, when he was in the legislature here years ago, he fought against this Obamacare expansion of Medicaid. I'm sure looking at this from your point of view in D.C., you've seen the damage this has wrought in other states around the country.
Yes, and we've also seen the new trick that they're doing, which is going to the ballot. So not going through the legislature where you actually have to make a cogent argument, but where you can get millions of dollars of out-of-state money to run a campaign to increase government spending and taxes on Missouri. If you take a look at the list of groups that are paying for this initiative, they're all the people who profit by throwing more money at hospitals and other structures. These are the people who've fought against the reforms that would get more health care to more people at lower cost. They just want more money. They don't want to reform the system. They want more cash. And watch out. You may think, well, people will realize that spending more money on an Obama program that didn't work is not a good idea. They should. But Oklahoma, they're not silly people in Oklahoma, by less than 1%, the special interests bought that election. And they're trying to buy the election in Missouri as well. It's very important that people vote no on question two, amendment two. This is putting in the Constitution, for crying out, you know.
Right.
This sort of stuff doesn't belong in the Constitution, even if it was a good idea. I mean, there's some things that are laws, there's some things that are in the Constitution. Freedom of religion is in the Constitution. Spending more money should not be in the Constitution. Raising taxes should not be in the Constitution. They've done this in other states, sometimes defeated, but again, they just bought an election in Oklahoma. People did think that it wasn't going to pass, but a lot of money got spent by the special interests that profit from this higher taxation and higher spending. And it passed narrowly in Oklahoma. Now Oklahoma's stuck forever. And Missouri needs to not get stuck forever.
Thanks for driving that point home. People need to understand this. When you go vote next Tuesday, if this passes, it becomes an unfunded mandate in the Missouri Constitution. So you could send every conservative legislator you want down to Jeff City, but they've got to figure out a way to pay for this, because they won't have a choice. And that's either going to mean deep cuts to other things like education or law enforcement or something like that, or transportation, or they're going to have to raise taxes.
Oh, absolutely. And the other team is doing this on purpose. I mean, already, you know, Medicaid costs are going up to about 30% of general revenues in the state, or 44% of total spending in the budget. I mean,
wow.
This is a huge, Medicaid is eating up the state budget, driving higher taxes, driving more spending, crowding out some of the things that if politicians tell you, oh, I'm in favor of X, Y, and Z. Well, if you vote to increase Medicaid spending, you crowd out everything else, unless you're planning on raising taxes again and again and again. So it's Amendment 2, very important for people to remember. Go out and vote. You may not, you know, oh, I'm happy with all the people who are being nominated. No, no, go out and vote and vote no on Amendment 2 to save Missouri taxpayers a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I heard I heard Andrew Cuomo. I'm using his dad's name. I heard Andrew Cuomo mention the other day that they're in a pinch in New York because of this, their commitment to expand Medicaid. They also adopted this. They have to pay for it, and it is straining their budget, even in a high tax state like New York. And I'm just telling you, Grover, in Missouri, the voters here have always held the line on spending. I mean, we're nothing. You know that well. We're nothing like Illinois or California or New York.
Well, and those other states want Missouri and other states and other more reasonable states to be like them. They want a bailout from federal taxpayers for all of their mistakes, and they're hoping that other states will spend themselves silly and say, oh my goodness, let's join the incompetent state government coalition and bail ourselves all out.
The incompetent state government coalition. I like that. I tried to tell people here, you know, all the ads that are running, and they are spending a lot of money on TV ads, show some sweet old grandma telling you that, you know, she works 12 jobs and can't afford health care. But Missouri has really some of the most liberals, probably not the right word, but they've really, their Medicaid program is very accommodating in a lot of ways. What this would do is raise that threshold to able-bodied working people who could go out and work to get health care but don't want to. And that's what we keep telling people. We're not taking anything away from kids and single mothers and stuff like that. This is a giveaway program at some level. So,
yeah, we're talking about 70,000 people in Missouri who'd be forced off their present private individual health care, the health care that they've chosen. Remember when Obama said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health insurance, you can keep your health insurance, which was rated even by the Washington Post as the biggest lie of the year. They only mentioned that, by the way, after he got elected. They didn't mention it was a lie before he got elected. After he got elected and after Obamacare passed, they said, well, you know, that was really a big fat lie after everyone was stuck with it. And they're talking again in this case on pushing people away from health care that they're happy with. And they really, the goal is to force you into one size fits all post office health care instead of your doctor, your health insurance, your choice among various options. Gets rid of choices, and it says, you sit over there. We'll get one of the problems you're having. England, which has government-run health care, single payer, all that, you know, Medicare, much higher death rates from this virus because, among other things, when the government runs things, it's like going to the post office. It just doesn't work very well. Monopolies don't work well.
It's a great point. Grover Norquist, listen, glad we could get you on this morning from Americans for Tax Reform. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Good to be with
you.
Yes,
sir. We will do it again soon. And ATR.org is their website. You got to listen here. That's why everybody needs to go vote. If you go to Home Depot, you can go to the polls next Tuesday. Download my voter guide. Educate yourself on the county executive race if you're in St. Louis County, the circuit attorney's race if you're in the city, this Proposition C, which is a St. Louis County-specific charter review. I'm a yes on that, by the way. Just need to understand what it is. I've got all that in the voter guide, and you can even find links to find your individual ballot so you know what you'll be seeing when you walk in to the voting booth next Tuesday. We're trying to help. Doing all I can. Just got to listen. I just need you to listen. I'll get to your calls coming up. 314-241-9797.